Since November, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, has evacuated more than 1,000 extremely vulnerable refugees from Libya, providing them with a new chance at life. These include children and women who were detained in degrading conditions for extended periods of time. Refugees who are still in Libya and vulnerable to the conflict-driven collapse of security, the economy and state services there need tangible solutions as they wait in harrowing conditions for resettlement in third countries. UNHCR is hoping to evacuate thousands more by the end of this year and is calling on more countries to come forward with additional places. While acknowledging that much more needs to be done, UNHCR called the evacuations the best example of how international solidarity can impact refugees. Bronwyn Cowley spoke to Cécile Puy, UNHCR spokesperson, for the latest update in Geneva.
Since November, UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, has been able to evacuate over 1,000 refugees out of Libya. We had two evacuations this week, one to Niger, where 128 refugees left Tripoli on Tuesday, and then one on Wednesday, so yesterday evening, where a second plane took 150 refugees to Italy. So this is really great news because all of these refugees were in extremely vulnerable conditions in Libya.
What sort of hardships have they been experiencing in their country?
Well, all of them, while in Libya, were in detention. Many of them told us as well about their suffering. Some of them were held captive by militias or traffickers in very difficult conditions. And all of them were evacuated out of official detention centers. We have to say that it is thanks to the cooperation of the Libyan government that we were able to evacuate these people and that we are extremely grateful for the cooperation we have received from the Italian authorities and from Niger as well. They've been extremely generous and we hope to continue these evacuations.
The refugees that have been settled in Italy, is that their final country? They'll be staying resettled in Italy?
Yes, absolutely. The idea is that they've been evacuated straight from Tripoli to Italy. Upon arrival, they have received assistance, psychological support, and we are now looking for their future, of course. They will be staying in Italy, and now they are at reception facilities where they can rest a bit after all, the excitement and the fear around the evacuation. It's pretty stressful, leaving the place of detention where conditions are not great and then being on board. There is a lot of uncertainty. So all of them were extremely emotional. Many of them are still deeply traumatized after all what they went through. But yes, the plan is for them to be resettled in Italy. As I mentioned, they're going now through medical checks. They're getting a hot meal, warm clothes, being taken to reception facilities to rest a bit. And hopefully they'll be able to move on with their lives and rebuild the future after a very tough plight.
Some Libyan refugees have been sent to Niger. Why is that? Is this a third country where they're waiting resettlement?
So these are not Libyan refugees. These are refugees of different nationalities who've been evacuated out of Libya. There's only Italy who has set up so far airplanes to evacuate vulnerable refugees out of Libya straight to their country, to Italy. But we have set up, in order to alleviate the suffering of the most vulnerable refugees, a transit facility in Niger, where people who have been found by our team in detention places and are considered to be the most vulnerable can be evacuated. And they stay in Niger in these reception facilities until we find durable solutions, including resettlement. This is also the reason why we've asked for additional places of resettlement from all countries around the world, because we heard a lot of outcry after reports of slave markets in Libya and constant reporting about the abuses refugees and migrants go through while in Libya. Well, actually, we are trying to find solutions, but for these solutions to become a reality, we also need some support. It is financial support that we need, but also we need more resettlement places, because obviously these people are in Niger only to transit before we find durable solutions for them.
Are there other countries apart from Italy that are accepting refugees at this time from Libya for resettlement?
France has taken already 25 refugees who were evacuated out of Libya last year, and we are in discussion with the French authorities for more resettlement out of Niger. We also have discussions with other countries. Switzerland, for instance, has committed to take 80 people out of Niger, and there are further discussions with the other governments that are ongoing indeed.
The evacuations that you've been able to do since November, have these given you more hope that there's more positive news on the way?
Absolutely. It's very striking when you talk to these refugees who really have gone through hell, how the relief on their in their eyes, you know, the joy that they express of having been evacuated and having been given now a chance to move on with their life. It's really a message of hope. And of course, we know that there is a huge population, whether it comes to migrants and refugees in Libya, and those evacuations can only be for the most vulnerable people. But definitely, for those who are evacuated, this is, you know, a fundamental step in after so much suffering. All of them talk to us about the abuses they went through, the very long journey. Some of them have left their home country months ago, if not years ago. Some of them have seen their brothers or cousins, family members or friends being killed or abused, have themselves suffered terrible experiences on their way to Europe or on their way to Libya or in Libya, because not all of them had the plan to move from Libya. Some of them migrated to Libya for economic reasons. You know, this is quite a mixed migration flow situation we have there with migrants and refugees. Obviously, as UNHCR, UN Refugee Agency, we focus on those who are in need of international protection, but those ones that we meet also tell us about these terrible stories of suffering and, of course, the extreme relief to be out of Libya, out of detention, and to get a chance to move on with their lives.
Do you expect that further refugees will be able to be evacuated in the near future?
We do hope so, because we know the situation there is really not good and the needs are huge, but this will all depend on the resettlement places that will be offered to us. This is why we again asking for more resettlement places to be offered, because unless we can offer these places, we can find durable solutions, we won't be able to continue these evacuations. But as I say, discussions are ongoing and we're pretty optimistic that in the coming weeks we'll be able to continue these evacuations.
What are your objectives for 2018?
Well, we had a call back in September for 40,000 resettlement places. So far, we've received about 16,000, about 40%. This is clearly insufficient. So a first step for us would be to reach these 40,000 resettlement places. Once this has been done, then we will set up a new goal because, you know, along this central Mediterranean route, there are a certain number of countries and there are huge needs. There are over 270,000 resettlement places that would be needed. So it's just really a first step, but we are trying to take a phased approach and a realistic one. I mean, as I said, everything we will do will depend on the funding we receive and the resettlement places that would be made available to us.